5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his family helped out with their baby at night. They'd knock on the door before they came in. One night, they heard three knocks, but his family was out of town.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. If you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, we got it all there for you. On Apple Podcasts, you can even try it for 3 days free. Go check that out on our premium channel. Or if you're not on Apple, patreon.com/realghoststories. You can get it there or on our website, ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's edition of the program. What's going on?
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
So I got a little story. So I was at Walmart the other day.
Okay.
And I was walking out, and I think it was a greeter standing by the ice.
Yeah.
You know where you go to buy bags of ice?
Yes.
And I'm about 15 feet from her. I'm walking towards her. And this large bag of ice flies out of the ice thing. Like it flies out, like it lands like 3 or 4 feet. And it was a big bag, like a 20 pounder.
Like it, the door opens?
Yeah, the door opened and the bag of ice flew out. And so immediately I'm like, holy shit, that was a ghost. And then, like, you know how multiple things in your head happen at the same time?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you talk about too many ghost stories. Not everything is paranormal. A bag just fell out.
Yeah.
So I walk past her and the woman goes, I think we have a ghost. I said, well, it was the damnedest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
I was like, just me? No, obviously it wasn't. But it was the weirdest thing. It was like this, and it, maybe somebody had come by and just gotten a bag of ice, but the way the lady reacted to it, because it scared the shit out of her. Because she was standing in front of the, you know how they have the two doors?
Yeah.
She was in front of one door. It came flying out of the other door. Now, maybe it slid and it opened the door.
That'd be my guess. You know, ice, it doesn't have a lot of friction. It will slide faster. It will, if it gets out there and it's already sliding and has some momentum, it will go across the floor a little bit. But
the way it looked was like something, like some entity threw a bag of ice.
Now, if it landed over, like it flew an airborne and like ended up by the checkouts, yeah, that would be kind of a ghost there. But
it probably hit the ground at about 3 feet.
Oh, wow.
From the door. So it didn't just drop straight down. Yeah. I mean, it flew out. But even then, maybe it could have like hit, you know, been on top. Maybe it had gotten a little momentum when it pushed it. But it was funny because I'm like, oh my God, I do too damn many ghost stories. I immediately went to paranormal, but so did she.
How'd you like to be the ghost that's stuck in a Walmart?
Oh my God. I did an episode on the Grave Talks about Galveston, and they have a haunted Walmart in Galveston.
No kidding.
Yes. I never thought, like, you know, a Target, you don't ever pick up on anything. Walmart. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know, do you go into the Walmart and feel like there's something there? And she goes, oh, everybody does.
I wonder what the Walmart was built on.
Well, okay. So Galveston had that horrific hurricane.
Yeah.
It was early 1900s.
Yeah.
Where they don't even know the number of people killed. They say 6 to 12,000.
Jesus.
So it's horrific. And there was an orphanage nearby where the Walmart is now built.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think that some of those child spirits are in that Walmart because they're like a lot of times, you know, they close for the night. The toys are out in the morning. They're having problems with cash registers and things. But I don't know. That's what they were telling me.
That's an and this is the episode out yet?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's called The Ghosts of Galveston.
Interesting. Over on The Grave Talks. So just search The Grave Talks wherever you get podcasts and you can check out that. I want to listen to that
one. That was the first time I'd ever heard of a haunted Walmart. And that's probably why the other day when I'm at Walmart and I see that happen, I went to paranormal immediately because that was in the back of my mind. But I love that she said it too. I'm like, okay, it's not just me.
Do you remember the Unsolved Mysteries episode from the 80s or the 90s? I want to say late 80s, early 90s of the haunted Toys R Us.
No.
Yeah, that was one. It was from what I remember. This is just, it's been a while since I've seen the episode. It was a Toys R Us that was built on some old farmstead. And supposedly the story goes, it was like a love affair of the guy couldn't get the woman, and I think he dies, and he's in this Toys R Us, and they have issues, and they did like a seance in the toy. Obviously, it's not a Toys R Us anymore because they're all gone, but they did that in the episode. It's an interesting one. You should just look up Haunted Toys R Us on YouTube. You can probably find the original airing of it.
And something would be there now. I wonder if it was is still there.
Now it's a Big Lots. I don't know. I have no idea.
If they are lucky enough to have a Big Lots, we only have one these days.
It's a Halloween Express or whatever the hell the Halloween store is. Yeah.
For like 3 months.
For 3 months of the year. Yeah. Have those started up yet?
I have not seen one in my town yet. Doesn't mean they're not.
It's got to be soon. I mean, I was at home yesterday, the store, And they're just all decked out with everything Halloween. And yeah, it's interesting. Waiting for like Christmas to pop up, and that's already starting to. And then we'll get to Easter by Thanksgiving, probably.
Probably.
Just crazy.
But I guess, you know, they probably look at it like, once July 4th is over, let's get all the Halloween stuff out. Because nobody decorates for Labor Day.
This stuff's been up since like mid-June. It's like, it was the earliest I've ever seen it out. It was like, we're not even at 4th of July yet. And you've like, your main displays are Halloween. And I love Halloween, but even I was like, I'm not going to buy anything right now. Like, I don't want to put it somewhere. I'll forget I even bought it by the time I'm ready to use it.
Maybe that's what it's all about. If we sell it to them now, they'll forget they bought it, and then they'll come back and buy more.
Oh, by then they won't even have it. Last year when I went there to get Halloween stuff, it was already gone, like by September. It's like Halloween's on clearance. And they've already, and they had, like the first, like in mid-June, they had a giant skeleton that was pretty cool. They're already sold out of that. And some of the other bigger ones are already gone. But so I guess get your Halloween stuff now. I already have too many animatronics around my house or in boxes to put up around the house that it slightly is getting closer to resembling Haunted Mansion than it is just Halloween decor. I just need like little carts that go around the house and just kind of like you just take the ride. And oh, look, there's the haunted bartender. It's good stuff.
I love that idea. Let me come hang out.
Yeah, I have a ghost bartender, which is pretty cool. He's like holding a drink and he talks, and it's pretty cool. It's a neat one. All right, let's go to our ghost story here at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hello, everyone. Hopefully my stories are not too long. And so I live here in Southern California. I used to live with my parents. My girlfriend and I, we decided to have a baby. She ended up moving in with us. To this day, I think my parents' house, there's something going on. One day my parents ended up leaving to Mexico, and they decided to go driving. So I helped them put their luggage away and everything. So a little backstory to this is, they would always, since my son would always wake up at 5 a.m, 6 a.m, and throughout the night, he would wake up every other hour or every 2 hours or so. Me and my wife would be dead tired. So by 5, 6 a.m, we couldn't get up with them. And so my parents or my brothers would come and they would knock on our door. You know, the regular knock, 1 or 2, hey, can I come in? Or 3 knocks, can I come in? And so me being half asleep, all I would say is like, yes, come in. And so they already knew to walk in and go to my son's crib and get him and take him, right? So by this, they decided to drive off to Mexico. I helped them put the luggage away. And so that same night, or actually that following morning, we were asleep. My son was still asleep. And I hear 3 knocks on the inside door, because we had 2 doors, one that would lead to the backyard and another one that would lead to the inside of the house. And I heard 3 knocks, 1, 2, 3, knock, knock, knock. I woke up and the first thing that came to my head was, okay, someone's trying to come in. My family's trying to come in. So all I said was, come in. My wife wakes up and she reminds me, no one's home. To this day, I get goosebumps. I don't know what happened. I try to play every possible scenario. Maybe it was a dog, he hit something, I don't know. Not the following day, but by the second day, again, they knocked on the inside door, the door that leads to the inside of the house. Like I said, we try to think every possible scenario, but to this day we don't find an answer. Another thing, my parents' house is on an elevated floor. So not like the regular houses where all the plumbing is on the underneath the concrete slab. No, my parents is on a wooden floor, right? So every step that you take, you could hear it, since it's an old house. And my room is on a concrete slab, so you have to take 2 steps down to go to my room. So every other night we would hear someone walking by the kitchen, walking by the living room, and then they would take the 2 steps and then walk a few more steps to the door and just stand there. I would wait for someone trying to open a door, but nothing. And mind you, there was no one home. So when my son was born and not even at 2 years old, doctors told us he was going to be a vegetable baby. He has right now, he has cerebral palsy and developmental delay and a few other things I'm not going to get into. So they told us he's not going to be able to walk. He's not going to be able to crawl. He's not going to be able to do anything a normal kid is going to be able to. So with that in mind, he would wake up every hour, every 2 hours. We would feed him or whatever he needed, right? So one night I wake up and I grab him with my left hand and I bottle feed him with my right hand. Being really tired, what I did is I laid on my bed and I moved closer to the middle of the bed so that, and I put myself in a beetle position. And so, like I said, with my left hand, I had my son, and then with my right hand, I had the bottle, and his legs were touching my legs since I was in a beetle position. Knowing that it was impossible for him to roll over to the left, and there was enough room for him to lay there, but like I said, it was impossible for him to roll over, or even worse, for him to crawl over me. I would feel him. I would literally feel him if he were to crawl over me or move. But again, it was physically impossible for him to move. He couldn't. So, being so tired, I knocked out. I fell asleep. And the thing that woke me up afterwards, I don't know if it was a few hours or a few minutes, what woke me up was my son crying. Me and my wife woke up and she asked me, where is he? So I wake up, I open my eyes and my arms were empty, but I was still in a position where thinking I still had him in with me. My right hand was still trying to bottle feed him, but there was nothing there. I stretched my legs and he was on the opposite side of the bed with his head hanging off the bed about to fall. So I just grabbed him from his feet and dragged him over to my side. Like I said, it was physically impossible at the time for him to be on that side. Again, I try to think every reasonable explanation. It could have been me being so tired that I left him there, but I mean, I couldn't be that irresponsible to put him there. I run and run scenarios and I don't, honestly, I can't find an answer to it. Another thing that happened, my wife fell asleep with him. So she fell asleep on a bed. She laid regularly and she put my son forming a T. And again, she put a pillow on the other side of the bed. Like I said, again, it's impossible for him to roll over or go over the pillow. So she wakes up because she hears my son crying. And then she yells for my name. Hey, can you come here? But in her voice, I could hear she was scared. There was something going on. So I ran to the room and I find my son on the floor. And the pillow that she had put on the side of the bed, it was about 5 to 6 feet off the bed. And I asked her, like, what happened? Why is the pillow over there? She said she didn't know. She doesn't know how it got there and how my son ended up on the floor. Again, no scenarios. I try to think of a logical explanation. I can't. Every time we talk about this, my grandpa, he passed away about the same time my son was born, and he was going to come over from Mexico to see my to meet my grandson, but he died and his luggage was already ready. You know, we think it was him that, you know, that was messing with them, but whatever it is or it was harming my son. So not too long after, we ended up moving out of the house. But till this day, my younger brother sleeps in that room and he still hears those footsteps going to his room. Anyways, I have a lot more stories from that house. I'll give you guys another call some other day. Thank you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on all that?
Oh, there's so much. And it obviously a lot of activity in that house.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they have this child that has a lot of health concerns and issues and is unable to even move on his own. And then you're having activity like that, like waking up and the baby's like almost falling off the bed. And how did the baby even get there?
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen? So like, I would like to think, if anything around you at that time, you know, like the at the beginning, the three knocks and there was nobody there. I would like to think maybe that was like a grandparent who had passed on, who's watching over this baby for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't feel like that. It feels like, you know, something could possibly harm the baby.
It's like the baby almost like flew out of an ice machine at a Walmart and just...
Which is terrifying.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
It would be terrifying.
Yes, I don't know. I'm glad they don't live in that house anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I could be in a place where it was... Something was questionably harming or could potentially harm my kid. I'd be out pretty quick. Very creepy story. Thank you for sharing that one. 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, you can also get access to our bonus material, everything ad-free, on our Apple Podcast Premium channel. You can try it out for 3 days free. Patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.